Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
Before we see it's hard to live this life without God. So we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rod got the shirt to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born with our silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, can't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy. A life where we don't need no welfare and share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my own crime. Cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch my mom open up for all to her. And I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still loves me. In this game, those things change. The future's still inside of me. Hold it.
it sound. Really had to see them things, this level storytelling. Who else could flip a chorus in the 40 million? Out in cons with Leonardo DiCaprio. While I don't bond, pray I go to trial rapido. 8 felonies telling me wanna give me life. Every time I bust, really I gotta do it twice. Ricky Ronaldo, really when I'm in Portugal. I pull a yacht out this weekend, I'm fucking so-and-so. Camera splash, paparazzi laying in the grass. Tom Brady, my new neighbor, you can tell him that.
I think she likes it. Oh, I think she likes it. I know a nigga don't like it. We can put your bitches right now, yeah, I might be. Put your bitches right now, yeah, we might be. Might hit it from the back, let her ride me. Girl, you never meet another nigga like me. Girl, you never meet another man like me.
I'm sex to women, I don't fish your ass. I gas up and let her lick me down. I may name my daughter Hermes. Get my jeweler to decorate the new bird's nest. 20 million up at Merrill Lynch. I met his chick, he haven't seen her since. Through the city, I'm still floating like a magic carpet. She stopped me for a selfie, I just want the knowledge. Expressing what you think is in your kids to college. I'll be a Geechee nigga just to keep the Bentley polished. Do it for the dear departed, fuck up Ben Carson. Empowering it, you made it to a target. Only one that's smoking up in Goldman Sachs. But I'm the only one that's rolling like a quarterback. And I never put it in my government. Cause I never put on for the government.
I think she likes it. Oh, I think she likes it. I know a nigga don't like it. We can put your bitches right now, yeah, I might be.
All I'm saying is I'm free. SpatItUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip
hop.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me so
crazy. Hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? It is Mad Monday. Shit. Hold on, let me see if the goddamn the sound effects gonna work. I don't wanna put all them goddamn bells and cowbells and all that old bullshit that everybody be using. And don't want that. Alright, I guess the goddamn sound effects ain't working again tonight. So fuck it. True West Radio, Mad Monday, man. I damn near forgot about y'all. Shit, I had to go to the toilet. Mr. Edwards in the building.
What's good with you, everybody?
DJ Hevlove.
Oh,
yeah. We got 86 and we got JoJo Loco, True West. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is going on? Wait a minute, hold on. I don't say a goddamn thing. Because this is what we going to talk about first. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Slap the black off that nigga.
Mm-hmm. That was so pussy. That was, because you know what? If I really had something that I have to prove, I would have socked that nigga. And I love all of y'all. The women, y'all can slap me, I'll just shake it off and keep it moving. But if you a nigga and you slap me, I am getting ready to beat your fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. A slap
but if you look at it, though, to me, it don't even look like he's slapping. If you really look at it.
Okay, cause see, my sons were talking on the phone. So, do you think that shit was staged, or you think it was real?
No, it was real.
That was real.
But
I didn't like the fact that Will Smith, the fact of the matter is he took his frustrations out that his wife don't even honor him. For 20-something years, Tupac's passed, and all she in every interview, Tupac this, this, and that, instead of saying, I don't want to discuss my past relationship because I'm married now. She don't even take the initiative, and then she goes to sleep with your son's best friend. So that's when she didn't honor the marriage to begin with. So what honor are you trying to protect to hers? She didn't even
protect your honor. He went up there trying to be the motherfucker.
You know what? I don't disagree with none of that. But at the same time, if a nigga disrespect me and Chris don't go in on his ass, he getting divorced.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Understand, Sweet P. Chris Rock is a comedian. He been telling Will Smith jokes since 2016.
See, this the thing. I understand both points of view, but I also understand that you're not at a comedy show. These are not people that you don't know. These are not people who came to be heckled by you.
They always hire a comedian at them shows. Every time, every awards, they hire comedians.
Listen to this. Check this out.
Because
the shit didn't really cry until, because Will Smith was actually laughing at the joke, and he looked over at Jada, and she looked like she was like, oh.
That was a fake-ass laugh, though. That's what I said. The laugh wasn't real.
Go ahead, Scratch.
She got alopecia, so her hair falls out. But
right.
it wouldn't be nothing for me to go up there and slap a nigga or something. Cause my old thing, if I would have went up there and that was Chris Rock, because first of all, both of them bitches.
Why is that funny, though?
Neither one of them could fight. But if I was up there and Will Smith came up there and slapped me, you would have seen the best nigga drop kick ever. Because as soon as he slapped him, he walked away. Nigga, you would have seen me flying through the air. I kicked him right in his fucking back.
But the deal behind they hire comedians at all them shows. We all been to a comedy show. If you got on some lime green ass shoes, they gonna talk about you. That's just part of comedy. We watch TV.
Of course.
Tyler Perry off of comedy. So why all of a sudden you get offended by something that's part of comedy? That's just life. I mean, LeBron James has to fight everybody.
Go ahead,
Jojo. And see, a lot of people are going to get their head killed now because they're going to be like, honey, you ain't took up for me because he said something about me. And then he's going to go over there and call himself fighting that man. Going to pull a gun out, blow your brains out. And then you're going to say, honey, hope the insurance policy paid up so we can bury your ass for being a damn fool for sitting up there letting words, sticks and stones can break our bones, but words don't hurt us.
Listen to this. All y'all motherfuckers on here right now. What up, 86? Say something. If y'all motherfuckers get slapped by a man, do you know that's a death sentence for the nigga that slapped me if I didn't fuck him up? I would shoot a nigga for slapping me.
That's automatic. So that's why I'm telling women, don't go pump your man up talking about go because he says this about me and had your man playing macho man because Superman fell off that damn horse and Superman never walked again.
Everybody ain't like that. Some people actually really do care about their partner that they with and they feel what they feel. And well, hold on, because it's like five men on the phone. I want to know, two things. Why do you think people came to the Oscars for you to heckle them? You there to host the show and be funny. You're not there to heckle people. Number two, why is it funny that if you got a wife, okay, anybody had a wife, if your wife, if her hair fall out, why the fuck is that funny? A black woman's hair fall out.
Well, the deal is, like Chris Rock didn't know.
Y'all know how black women feel about
Chris Rock didn't know. Chris Rock didn't know.
He didn't know.
Here's the thing.
Everybody know that. Everybody know that shit.
But
it's been.
If a woman, I kind of, I ain't mean, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't mean to cut you off, but I'm saying like this. I got a partner. He said, I chose violence. Some dude grabbed my wife butt and da-da-da. So he had to go check him and then escalate or whatever. So thing is, you got to be like, baby, let's just, some dudes come in there with it on their mind. It could be at a club and they come in there like, I'm finna disrespect this dude and hope he do something because I got it on me and I got all my dudes with me and blah, blah, blah. So if you know, sometimes the woman's honor ain't worth the man losing his life when, you know what I'm saying, we could just go. Let's just go. I already know what they on. Let's go. Shit, I ain't got to sit there and get in.
It ain't worth it. I understand
that aspect. If they put their hands on her, it's a different ball game. You done punched your ticket. You done won the lotto. But if they just say some words, I'm not going to sit up there and get into it nobody about no word, but you put your hands on my old lady, then you done punched your ticket.
Right. See, this is what I'm saying.
And at that point, you made that decision that, baby, I'm going to let you know I'm going to go handle this, but this may mean that that's it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell all y'all like this. I'm gonna tell all y'all like this. Different circumstances bring different actions. So if I'm supposed to say I wouldn't have did it, or I ain't gonna do it, or I wouldn't have done it, nigga, a circumstance at that particular time will make you react a different kind of way. So you never know how you going to react.
Well, you ain't too rich to get your ass pimped.
Well, hold up, Frat. He didn't even react to talking about Cena. He didn't even react to that.
He
knew about it. They got to understand it.
But look, though.
They got to understand it.
That's his reaction. That might not have been mine. That might not have been yours.
Hit man at your house with your wife. You didn't react to him.
Nigga, everybody got different reactions on different circumstances. Everybody ain't getting ready. Because some motherfuckers play it cool. Some motherfuckers react violent. Now, depending on my reaction, it might be really violent.
With your wife in your bed, you just said, okay, I'm going to go slap this man for making a comment about my wife. This man that slept in my bed with my wife. Knowing that I'm married. Now what?
That wouldn't have been enough for me to go up there and slap a brother. And then, second of all, I'm not going to slap nobody. I'm socking the fuck out your ass if that's what it's going to be. You understand me?
Well,
I ain't going to slap nobody.
That.
I'm going to knock your punk ass out. So, if I was Will Smith, Chris Rock would have been laying on his fucking back. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
I ain't going to slap nobody.
Did you really watch the video? Did y'all really watch the video of him slapping?
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yep.
Okay, are you really watching? Because that man didn't slap that man.
No, my son said the same thing.
His head turned before he did, but he didn't even hit. He hit his shoulder before he looked like he hit him in the face.
Yeah, my son said the same thing. He said that was scripted. But then at the same time, but you see how that nigga was cussing after the fact.
I don't think that would be
scripted. And then he turned around and won an award. Come on, now they would have told. Okay, look at what Young Buck stabbed the old boy. They put everybody out. So him slapping him, he should have had.
One thing: if you a black comedian and you giving an award to where it's a lot of black people in the category, I wouldn't just talk like that about none of the black people, because it's almost certain that the award is going to a black person, because that's how they do that shit, always.
Well, I thought you did that to Richard Pryor. If Richard Pryor would have said that same stuff, we would have sat down and been quiet like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, look, I am not out to slap no goddamn man. I am out to knock a motherfucker out. So that's, you get what I'm saying? The point being is, if it was that goddamn serious, you should have socked that nigga jaw loose.
And the most disrespectful thing is to slap somebody or to spit on them.
I ain't gonna slap no nigga. I'm gonna try to knock his punk ass out. And if you slap me, I'm gonna fuck you up in a whole lot of different ways. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to knock a nigga out, wake him back out. I'm going to knock him out again.
Pick his ass up. Oh, you just stand up. I'm going to knock your ass out again. That is the most disrespectful thing you could do to a man from a man. Because if somebody slap you, that's like you's a bitch. Oh, a nigga slap me, they dead. That's just automatic. I'm just saying, y'all. That's, you just dead. If I can't fuck you up, I'm going to shoot your ass. Eventually. You can't slap me, my nigga. That shit is unheard of. That is totally unheard of. That is the, well, I don't know how everybody else feel, but me as a man, if another man slapped me, oh my God. I'll get my third strike easy. I'm just saying. But anyway, True West Radio Mad Monday, man. I'm sorry we talking about this because, I mean, it was just something that was just really off the wall to me. I mean, I would have never thought that. Nah, they both bitch-ass motherfuckers, so they wouldn't fight. Just think if it was, let's see if it was like 50 Cent and Gang. Just think if it was that. Nigga, 50 Cent go up there, you talking 50 Cent to 50 Cent. 50 Cent up there talking shit, and then Game go up there and slap 50 Cent. That would have been a whole different fight. It wasn't a fight anyway, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, different motherfuckers bring different reactions depending on what the fuck they, what's going down. Okay.
Whatever reaction you give, I'm going to give you a return. So if a nigga slap me,
I don't want to even put this together, but just say, for instance, what if JoJo, I said something about JoJo girl, and he came up there to slap me. I'll put it to you on note. But it probably wouldn't go like that. Motherfuckers know who they could just do some bullshit to versus motherfucker that what if Chris Rock was out there, but that was Game, and he said the same thing. That nigga Will Smith wouldn't have went up there. That nigga wouldn't have went up there. Let's just take Chris Rock out the equation and put anybody up there, whatever it was, The Rock. You know what I'm saying?
You heard
that
what
nigga Will Smith wouldn't have came his bitch ass up there and did shit.
You heard Shannon Sharp said if you did that to him, you gonna have to sit up there and they gonna get it on every time we seen each other.
Oh, for sure. So let's just replace Chris Rock and put any motherfucker in there that you wanted. That nigga wouldn't have went up there and slapped nobody. He'd go and slap Chris Rock because he's a bitch. And so is Will Smith. Because he wouldn't have did that shit to nobody else.
At the end of the day, it's all going to be a hoax. At the end of the day. If you watch the bit, if look, you know how they got it online, right? If you go from
right.
frame to frame and stop it and play, stop it and play, his hand do not hit this man's face at all.
I don't know where it don't really
he hit
matter.
His shoulder. He did hit his shoulder. I'm not gonna lie, he did hit his shoulder, but never slapped him in the face.
Yeah, but see, I mean, that's the whole thing, bro. Because I'm not going to slap nobody. If it was really that serious, I'd have fired on the nigga, bro. He'd have been on his fucking back. Or he'd have had some kind of bruises.
See, that's the difference between us and them. You know what I'm saying? Said something, nigga, I'd have went up there. He'd have got Molly Watts thumped out all over the
oh, back. Yeah. That nigga had the one-piece special like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. It is what it is. I just want to bring up the whole thing. On a different note, I got 99 verse for the song.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Remember I called her, you said she was on her way up here.
I got her verse for the song. Julia just touched down in Vegas about an hour ago. And then, wow, man, we're about to get this shit cracked. It's getting ready to be one of them.
But I mean, I got to get up there so I can do the intro.
No, I don't want you to do the intro no more. You fucked up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So the thing about it is 99 wanted a simple ass track, and I can't go simple, you know.
I'm telling you, simple
like
is where it's at right now, baby. You gotta get to what's the man right now. Simple is where it's going.
I don't like the track.
It's okay.
I don't like
the track. You might not like it, but
I don't like the track. This is something that we all doing together, so I don't like the track that she was rapping on. But she got fired like a buck.
I might have to fucking make up at Walmart right now, so hold on.
What do you want, a Walmart? That was our geese crash 70-something. Hold on.
What you
say? Oh, I'm just trying to see what the hell is going on. Hey. Y'all motherfuckers sure is quiet tonight. Shit. Damn, I got to do all the talking on this motherfucker.
Shoot, where everybody at?
I don't know.
Where Hell Love at?
I thought everybody went to sleep. They go Hell Love. Your brother on here.
Yeah.
Sweetie on here. My God damn. I'm multitasking around this joint. Hey, Mr. Everywhere, did 86 let you hear that song, that the track I made for him?
I just heard the track. I ain't heard him with the vocals yet. Just heard the track.
Pretty
yeah,
cool.
I was thinking about that Will Smith situation where that girl was outside the convenience store and she went to get them dudes to sit up there and jump on that dude. That dude pecked on all three of them, put them all three to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I told y'all about messing with me. She was like, get up. Get up. He couldn't even wait. So that's what she did, pumped them up.
I don't know about y'all, but if you knock a couple of niggas out while you by yourself, that's the best feeling in the world.
Yes, sir.
That is the best feeling.
Happy feeling.
Right on.
Nigga, if you knock two or three niggas out by yourself, that is the best feeling that you could ever have in your life.
Yep.
True West Radio, y'all motherfuckers here, brother. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Hey, look. Hey, don't even get it twisted because, you know, girls do it too.
Yeah.
Girls do it too. They would knock your motherfucking ass out. I ain't seen girls knock so many niggas out. I was like, who? My girl Lisa Lee was knocking niggas out like a motherfucker. I was like, goddamn, Lisa. Nigga, she had the coldest uppercut. Nigga, she was knocking niggas out.
One hit a quitter.
You know, she was from my rival gang. That's my sister, though. She was a swat. She was a blood. And she was knocking niggas out. I think Lisa still knocks some niggas out. I'm just saying.
You think she still got it right?
Man.
Was she right hand or left hand, Scratch?
She was right hand. It was like, yaka, yaka. Hey, look, when you got a girl to wear khakis and shit. Oh, it was
yeah.
You see a girl with khakis on, then be like, that bitch might knock me out. I'm not going to fight her. True West Radio, man, we going to get into a couple of joints, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? Julia, welcome to goddamn Las Vegas. You'll be at Cali soon, and we going to get these songs in.
Imagine if we could go back. Actually, talk to the motherfuckers that was the first motherfucker.
Excuse me. No. Look, we back for everything you owe, no longer oppressed. Cause now we overthrow those that place us in this rotten mess. Now let's agree on strategy and pick our enemies by. Who stands accused of the abuse, my own kind of wife. Pardon, not disregarding what you're thinking, but you must abandon shit. Cause once I rip your whole shit, it's sinking. Supreme ideology, you claim to hold. Claiming that we all drug dealers with empty souls. That used to set me to roll. Commit to violence in the midst of an act of war. Witnesses left silence to shatter. Black dollar style thoughts I throw. It remains in your brain, then of course it grows. Maybe even your babies can produce and rob. Picture a life where black babies can survive bad vibes, but we must have hope. Quoting the reverend from the pulpit, refuse to turn the other cheek. We must defeat the evil culprit. Lace me with words of destruction and I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solutions with the restitution stipulated through the Constitution. You violated, now I'm back to haunt your nights. Listen to the scream of the lives you sacrifice. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back,
for everything you owe.
How do you plead, Mr. Shakur? How do you plead?
How do I plead?
Yes, sir. How do you plead?
Oh, I plead.
Come on! Not guilty on the grounds of insanity. It was them or me busting in my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude. Busting, talking about where's the Quaaludes? Quaaludes, what you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered. Before we scream, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive as God watches? I grab his hat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal. They told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friend. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bed. Told the judge it was self-defense, but he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, tell you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dread in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfuckin' big yeah.
What
yeah.
You gonna do with it,
yeah.
Tupac?
Yeah, where the motherfucking dogs at? No, you're not a fucking middle finger. We gonna do this shit like this. I take the law for my many blessings. Going to stress and keep a best for possession. From the battle of a smith and weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my Mexican. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Walking at the busters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see me strike the other block. Can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I wanna. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, dog like motherfucker, crawl. Pain, let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed, safe with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
Tupac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpack prisons. Bringing to niggas thugs living. Pressure, three straps, I hope they don't tell us. The polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, and we fly down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, deficiated in the sickness behavior. Got the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them up soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit. We keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defenseless. It's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fifth. My whole clique be sick. And though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want a young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash.
crash on niggas? Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad, a nigga, it's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through in a Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit? I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking Indo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you, crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, nah, the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 apocalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spent the game so players playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. Yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga. Yeah, who we? Yeah. It's that True West.
And I'm kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere.
86 and JoJo in the bit. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet peas, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, but the paper still turn. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 and 50 times, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Scared if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma if you ain't trying to walk true. West, fuck you in your chest, we the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it, so I wish you luck. If you ever go against the grind, you bring a full despite and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for spring stretch. I'll be on my way for today, I say what I have to say.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. What the fuck is up? Mad Monday. Give us a call, man. 323-642-1597.
Yeah.
I'm slacking on my pimple like a motherfucker. Hold on.
Oh, yeah?
I'm slacking on my pimple. I'm supposed to have the goddamn instrumentals playing. I am P.O. My bad.
It's out with the hood on me. I need some that you got.
Then my phone about to die, so I'm gonna have to call on my cell phone. Niggas bring the funk butt up, bring it away.
Oh yeah.
You hear that? This shit is dope.
The hell was that?
Well, my soul? Wait, hold on. Do I have to stop that motherfucker and play it louder? All right, check this out. I'm play it louder.
Niggas bring the niggas, bring the niggas, bring the niggas, bring the niggas, bring the funk, but I bring the noise. With all my boys, niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. Niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise. With all my boys, cause it's a loud noise. Niggas bring the funk, but I bring the noise.
Boy. Well, thank you.
Yes, all right.
Nigga, $2,000 you can have. Love this fuck with
y'all.
You.
That's what's the risk.
Mm-mm-mm.
What'd you say? Who said that? Is that hello? Come on, what's the risk?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that word.
That's what's the risk.
Hey, look, Julie ain't even fucking with us tonight because she in Vegas. She ain't never been to Vegas.
Oh, she not there down in the beach?
So she,
bro, she told me, I seen this room. This room look like a home and garden. it's regular, but it still look like some other shit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it just looks like it looks perfect.
What is
like,
it's,
you know,
like,
I've never been there before.
It's like a home. She got like it's like it got a living room, a kitchen.
Yeah. The balcony and shit. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's dope. Especially if you've never been to Vegas. So, bet she out there with her dude too.
Trust the dope one in Vegas.
We go to Vegas a lot, so it don't excite us. We be like, yeah, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go to Vegas just to eat at the buffet. I'm just fat like
be
that.
Be like, yeah, let's get some buffet on, nigga.
It don't excite me either, because it's about to be hot as hell this time of year. I wasn't there.
What you do, I'm gonna give y'all a little secret. If you book your room at least 3 months in advance, it'll be cheaper than when you go at the last minute. Way cheaper.
Right.
No, Sweet Pea thinking about hot.
It's always hot. Shit, you know what I mean? But the casinos don't keep you cool with the free drinks.
And that's the shit that be making me mad. I'm like, I can't even drink like that no more. So it's a whole bunch of shit. I'm like, I might as well just find something else to do.
But see, you know the thing about Vegas, that motherfucker, that shit always... When it get hot, it's hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That shit.
That's when everybody come out at time. You don't see nobody during the day.
Hell no. But look though, it still be like 99 in the night type of shit.
Hell yeah, it be like that here too, but it be different over there because it's drier.
Motherfuckers, they stay up all night. They stay up all night and they sleep all day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They sleep all day. And then the motherfuckers wake up about 8 or 9 o'clock and then they start it all over again.
And you know what? I'm not saying that because even here, at a certain time of year, I go outside and do what I need to do before 10 o'clock in the morning if I'm not working. And even then, I come back in the house and take a shower. It'd be so damn hot. Then I don't go back out until 7 or 8, and it still be like 85 degrees.
I can't wait to hear from Julia, because I want to hear exactly what her shit is, because right now, it's probably about 95 degrees in Vegas.
Not out if it's 95 degrees in Vegas.
Bullshit. Check it. It's about at least about 85. Okay, I won't say 95. Nigga, that shit. The 85 is hotter than our 85.
Oh, so you are wrong. It is 63 degrees. I can't believe that.
It's what?
63 degrees.
Out your way?
No, I'm talking about Las Vegas. I'm in shock. They not even going to get up to 90 degrees none of this week. It's hotter here than it is in Vegas.
It's 63 degrees in Vegas right now. That means this is going to start raining.
Yeah, it's raining there already.
Yeah, it's going to start raining.
That's tripping me out because it's hotter here in Houston than it is there.
Yeah, if it's 63 degrees in Vegas, it's about to rain. I'm looking at the clouds, but they give me rain every so often. All right.
The weather just doing what it want to do.
Motherfucker just come and piss. They drive by and piss on us for a minute. Well, how you going to do a drive-by piss?
Who is that?
Depends on who can.
I don't know who
can. I don't know if God come by here pissing or Mother Nature. Somebody got their draws down.
Mm-hmm.
They just roll by and piss on us and then leave. I try to say, I want no God piss on me or no Mother Nature piss on me, whatever. I don't want none of that.
What's in Mother Nature?
Right, I won't. Don't piss on me. I'm telling you, that shit come. That should be like 10 minutes. 5 minutes to go, woo, and then it leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate that here to do that too. It's in Florida to do the same thing. Like when I was in Florida between like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's gonna storm, like storm every day, and then for about 30 minutes. And then the sun come back out for the rest of the day.
I would take all of y'all motherfucking rain. Hey, anybody that's getting rained on, I would take this rain over this fucking wind that we got around this motherfucker. I'm talking about this shit is like fucking tornado winds. I watch. I'm gonna put that shit online for y'all. That should be like, dude, like sandblast. It's like sandstorms. They call them sandstorms. And that should be blowing down the fucking street so hard.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You know, that's good.
That shit is strong as fuck. And now, if you was walking down the street, you could be a black nigga that turned damn near light-skinned in a matter of minutes. For real.
You
ass would be sandblasted like a motherfucker.
And the thing that's crazy about here is that, okay, so we go in the drought so bad sometimes here, which it's a little bit different from y'all, but it cracks like the concrete and the water pipes and stuff like that. So every now and then, they be looking for the rain. You know how everybody don't want it? They be really needing and looking for the rain. So every now and then, when it floods, the flood actually, it's just soaking to the ground to get us back where we supposed to be. Because, like, shit started breaking, like, the street of bus and water mains and everything. It's crazy.
Because, see, okay, I'm going to say it again. I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with Crips and Blood.
Shit, we heard you. We ain't trying to live where that shit about to burn down. At least this shit ain't gonna burn down.
Hold on. We too far away from the burn nation. You know what I'm saying? we ain't nowhere. We in the middle of the desert. Shit, let this tumbleweed burn, and that is good. Let that go. We ain't got nothing to do with burning.
I be scared the way that shit go, because even on the way back home from Las Vegas, it was burning over there too. So
the burn means nothing because we don't have that many trees around us. So
that shit was
on fire,
nigga. That shit was on fire.
Well, it only burned for so many minutes. But every time I look on the goddamn news and motherfucker tornado coming through some shit, it fucks shit up way more than earthquakes, fires, any of that. be like, oh, goddamn.
I ain't gonna lie. I would be scared to live, like, in a playing field or even, like, in an area where you at because it's true. But at the same time, they got so much shit built up over Houston, like, and I'm not even trying to downplay it because, of course, we get bad weather and you see what happens every now and then. But most of the time, that shit is just broken branches and shit like that because they done put so much shit in the city and took down all the goddamn trees that it just blow into the buildings.
Hey, look.
And all them people put their house on a bayou. That was stupid as hell. Why would you buy a house or build a house on a damn bayou? And you know where you stay at. You know why the bayou is there.
I damn sure can't be down there. That's, you know, and I thought about, I mean, even back in the days, I was like, damn, I think I moved to Texas. But when God got mad, I was like, I can't go to Texas. I can't live out there. Do you know what the fuck is going on? Nigga, they not giving half me.
North Texas. North Texas is a lot different than where I'm at. But when you do start going up north, they got better clothes for you to buy better clothes, like for the winter and stuff. But to be honest, it's just like, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but what they call like a lot of hick town and nobody is there.
Down
in the south part, it's a lot of more urban people. So, yeah.
I come
stick with
visit.
My people.
I'll come and visit y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't live it. I couldn't do it. First of all, too many bugs. I don't like bugs.
Y'all
I seen
got
bugs? I seen a bug look like a stick, and that motherfucker was sitting right there. And I looked at him, and that motherfucker seemed like he looked, I want no bug.
Where you was at? You was in the country, huh?
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm saying. My fuck with
no
country shit.
Nigga.
Mm-mm.
I'm a first-generation city girl. It's a big difference.
I've seen a bug.
But I know what you're talking about because I used to be in the country too.
I've seen a bug that looked like a stick. I was in two tornadoes.
Walk a stick.
I was in two tornadoes. I ain't fucking with Texas. Oh, let's get this clear. A motherfucker had to go from a dry county and drive damn near 30 or 40 miles just to get some beer. Fuck
you know, that. I don't see. That's the experience that I don't have. Because like I said, I'm from the city. I don't like they liquor laws, though. They got better laws in Louisiana, for real, for that. But not none of that shit.
Mm-mm.
I can go walk across the street. It's a liquor store across the street. They sell wine in the grocery store and all that shit. In Louisiana, they sell Crown Royal and all of that shit in the grocery store. In the corner store with the gas station.
And then, okay, so now, if it's a Sunday, I can't buy no beer on Sunday. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
You can buy beer on Sunday. Who told you that?
No, we was, no, you know, as a matter of fact, that was in Atlanta. It was in Atlanta.
I was about to say, you have to wait a certain time, but that's usually the time that most people wake up. That's
man, them motherfuckers would not say you no beer in Atlanta on Sunday. At all.
I don't know what. That's crazy. I mean, if you don't get liquor here for that day, even if it's a holiday or something like that, you don't get it.
Their motherfuckers without them. You can go because they have like liquor boards, right? And you cannot buy no alcohol on Sunday. Right or wrong, son? Motherfuckers don't sell no alcohol on Sunday in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked.
They don't sell alcohol. They sell beer or they don't sell alcohol completely.
They don't sell beer or alcohol on Sunday. On Sunday. Now, if you go to like a club or something like that, or if you go to a bar, they'll sell it. But nigga, all the goddamn the whole alcohol, everything closed down.
Boy, that's why them niggas was getting jiggy and snap dancing back in the day.
Yeah.
Arkansas, they don't sell it on Sunday. And then we got to go up there in Hope. You got to go 18 miles to the closest liquor store, and then like you said, on Sunday you got to go to the club and get a drink. But then they had Sunday on the Texas side. You can get beer and wine on Sundays at the 12 to 10 o'clock at night.
It's 11 o'clock now, I think, 10 or 11.
But I don't drink, so it don't matter. I can get water 24 hours a day.
That part.
Niggas, hey, wait, if you get out the faucet.
So they sell Sunday now on the East Coast? Or I mean, alcohol on Sundays on the East Coast now?
Nope.
Florida, I think it's like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
If you go to Costco, you can always get you something.
Nigga, back in the day, we used to have places where, like, you know, when a liquor store is closed, nigga, if you want to get a 40 out, if it costs $2, it costs you $4. We call after hours.
We call it something else. I can't say
that
this
is right
now.
Whatever you want, them motherfuckers had it, you just go to the house and you buy the shit, you just got to pay double for it.
Hey, I had me a little bootleg selling $2. Hey, I was selling $2 beer can, $4 floaties, $3 bottle.
Oh, you know what? They call it a bootleg.
They say bootleg.
Yeah,
we call it after hour.
That's what they call it here.
we talking about that
moonshine.
No.
Yeah, but they be selling everything. Like, they be selling regular stuff now.
I
was selling natural ice, natural
ice. I was the cheapy one in Hope. I was 90 cents a can. I worked at the convenience store for the man who owned the liquor store, so he sold it to me for $15.30 a 30-pack. So I sold them for 90 cents a can. Everybody else was $1.25. But you had to buy a 12-pack for $10.80. And I put them in a Pepsi box and a Mountain Dew box with a hot glue gun, put Budweiser and Bud Lights, and I sell them right out the store, right over the counter. Just hit the no-sale button, right over the counter. Hit that hot glue gun, load them down, and put them in the cooler when I go to work. And they come get in off the bakery and from the steel mill, they come in and get them a 12-pack. The smartest cat in the game.
Nigga, I remember we had a studio, nigga. We used to put we had the beer inside the soda machine. So, nigga, we had beer inside the soda machine. You know when you go and get some soda and shit, you pay 50 cents. Oh no, you pay motherfucker $1.50 and you get a beer.
How y'all get it in there though?
Huh?
How? Don't you guys have a key for that?
Yeah.
But back then, the owners of the place had a key to stock their machine.
And you got to charge whatever you want to. All you got to do is set it up for wherever the hell you want. Nigga, if I want, nigga, if you want an $8 beer, nigga, you hit that motherfucker $8 button, $8 beer pop out, if that's what we gonna do. You can set all this motherfuckers any for any change that you want. That's like if you go somewhere and a motherfucker got a candy bar or something like that, you be like, damn. I can get that candy bar at the store for like $1.50, but it's a motherfucking $2.50 shit price tag on it. You can set the chart. You can set it for any way you want it. Well, so we used to have like Budweiser's and all that shit. That shit was like $1.50. You just go on.
I need to give me one. I'm going to give me a vending machine that sells cigars. And you got to put your ID in.
But look, though, we didn't have it. So, you know, we just say, if you want a Sprite, that's a Budweiser. So, whatever, it was like you was buying soda.
Hell no.
So it, yeah. They were like, what's the thing? Yeah. Oh, you want a Budweiser? Here's Sprite. You hit Sprite, 150, and the motherfucking beer dropped right down. I'm telling you. Motherfuckers slacking on their paper. It's a whole hustle game out of here, baby.
I wonder if people still doing that.
Fuck yeah. You think people, man, everybody still doing it. They still doing it.
That's a good idea.
Matter of fact, like if you go to a gang of studios, like if you just get studio time out here, a lot of them motherfuckers still do that shit. I wish I could afford the machine because I had that motherfucker right by the studio. So if
it's
nobody
good business
it,
too.
Shit, I'd probably be there. Hey,
I'm
going to beer out
I'm
there.
I'm about to get, fuck that, I'm going to sell Hennessy, Grey Goose, all that shit out the machine.
Oh, you could. You could. But the motherfucker got dropped so far, then all the bottles might bust. Mm. Like, I just had a goddamn Grey Goose right here and just sell it to the motherfucker. Don't even put them in the machine. But the beer was cracking. That motherfucker be like, bloop. Motherfucker put Sprite and get motherfucking Budweiser. Motherfucker push Coke and get what's that motherfucking Highline. Yeah. So everybody knew what the push to get. And the fucked up thing is them motherfuckers didn't even have my beer. I'm like, what the hell?
You can put the price up, too, if you were selling them when people aren't supposed to have them.
Right. And I always had this theory, like, why would I drink 20 beers when I could drink 3 beers and be just as fucked up off of the 3 beers as I would off the 20?
Mm-hmm.
I drunk so many Budweiser sometime. One time I had a whole like 24 case of Budweiser.
By the time I got the beer 16, I just had to go sit on the toilet.
Why would you drink that many beers anyway?
Because I'm trying to get buzzed. I'm drinking all these fucking Budweisers. I think Budweiser is 3 or 4% alcohol, right? The beer that I drink is 8.1% alcohol. So I could drink enough of those to be good, but I gotta drink a gang of goddamn Budweiser to get to even feeling right.
It seems like you should have put we can tell
you feeling right now.
You better fucking know it.
That boy lit.
No, I ain't lit. I feel good. I feel good.
Yeah, okay.
Man. No, I feel good.
That's what's up.
Y'all motherfuckers gotta be, man. What is life without feeling good?
Hey. You right, huh?
I feel good, shit. Oh, this, what, you get ready to try to record some shit? Have love, your goddamn producer is over here.
Already. Tell him I need some sauce. I need some sauce.
Hey, Have Love said he needs some sauce.
I need some sauce.
Hey, that don't sound right, though, really.
I need some sauce.
Oh, man.
I need one of them hot tracks. One of them hot tracks.
Man, you gotta get in tune, Scratch.
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, you gotta get in tune, brother.
I gotta do what now?
So you gotta get in tune.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't that song, man. Nobody want it.
Nobody wanted. You got to have that sauce, baby.
Man, hey, look. I don't know. I think I got a whole new. I got a different meaning of sauce. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Wait a minute. Check this out. That shit 99 dropped the other night is so fire, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well,
what's up?
I'm down here. Ain't nobody calling. It's so
lit. Man, I got you, man. Don't even trip, gangster. Nigga, that nigga 99 came over here. She dropped, like, she did a lot of them. But it was just one is just, it's crazy. So, you know, with her and Julia and Sultana on there, that was getting ready to be balls out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's getting ready to be balls out. Because Julia, I don't know when she coming over. But ooh. Julia coming and then Sultana. Oh, man, this shit is getting ready to be. This is getting ready to be the bombest shit ever. I'm telling you. I wish Sweet Pea could rap shit.
She can right on the floor. She got you.
She can rap.
She got her own rapper.
Oh, well, yeah, she over there holding out on motherfuckers.
Yeah,
well, yeah. She over there got lyrics like a motherfucker, and I ain't gonna spit them to her.
Yeah. She be holding.
No, the difference is that I was a writer. I'm not a rapper. I don't want to do all of that. Like, I don't want to get into. It's a lot for me because when I'm interested in stuff, I get into it, and it's so many layers. And I don't want to do that with music. I would rather just enjoy it because I got too much other stuff that I'm. To really make some money off of.
Boo. Boo.
We got one boo. We got two boos.
That was
boo,
a fresh part.
I got 1,000 views on a video that's not about music. Nothing that I ever posted about music gets that attention, even from the people who it belongs to when I post their stuff.
Nigga, put some bars together. Nigga, get some bars together. Man. Boy, if you was rapping, boy, it'd be on like a motherfucker. I'm just saying. I know you know how to rap.
Yeah.
She said, yeah.
I do.
Well, nigga say, yeah. I don't know. I got an idea. I think I'm just gonna go outside and slap a random nigga.
I you will.
I think
you're
I just will. I'm just gonna slap a random nigga and see what happens. And if
you
try to come around me, I'm gonna.
You gotta slap a nigga that's disrespecting your wife for it to mean something.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take my wife out there. I'm gonna take my wife with me and make somebody disrespect her so I can fuck their ass up.
There you go. It's an excuse. It's just an excuse to get on somebody's ass. And you know what? I feel like he wasn't in the right space mentally, but he also was like, I'm going to make an example off the next motherfucker who publicly disrespect me and my wife.
All right.
Everybody
going to
do it.
I'm going to put it to you like this. I wish to God. No, I go wish to God. My bad, God. But I wish I was the motherfucker telling the joke. That's what I want. Do you know Will Smith will get that goddamn
stand for me like that? Because most of the time when other people say stuff about you, niggas is just listening or put their own input. And to be honest with you, even my father is like that. He be like, well, so-and-so said this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I would never, you as my sister, let anybody disrespect you, even if I can't touch them. You know what I'm saying? I keep bringing this up, and it might be crazy to everybody else. If a nigga slap me, oh, Lord.
But you know what, though? It's the thing that don't nobody give credit to. People always go in on Jada, but Will Smith had partners, too. They was calling themselves not together, which is something I don't agree with anyway, because it's always lead for messiness unless you divorce you together, because it always turn out like that. Especially if
but this is what people fail to realize too. They did have an open relationship for a while too. They used to get permission from each other who could sleep with whoever.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I mean?
The thing when they called themselves broke up because they said they wasn't in a relationship and she was talking about getting a divorce.
Well, you should have did
nope.
that. That makes all the sense. What the hell going to get married? What's the purpose of getting married?
But look, though, that ain't even the fucking point. A man slap a man. All right, I'm just getting ready to come slap all y'all dudes. All y'all niggas, I'm just going to come and slap y'all.
But on live, but live TV, though, nigga, that's what killed me on live TV. That nigga should have, he should have rolled down them stairs the way he walked up.
That nigga, wait, he slapped him and turned his back. Nigga, I would have lunged at that nigga and gave that nigga the business.
That nigga could have kicked that nigga in the middle of his back, nigga.
That's what I said, cuz.
Kiss his ass, nigga.
That's exactly what I said. Nigga, I'd have been, nigga, I'd have do a fly drop kick right in his fucking back. Oh, my. I'm just saying. Listen to this, y'all. I could never, ever let a man slap me and not get fucked up. If I tried to fight and a nigga beat me up, I'm going to shoot your ass next time I see you. But I'm not going to let no fucking man slap me in the fucking face. Are you fucking serious? Now tell me, y'all niggas, y'all go let a man slap you? That's the ultimate disrespect of all time. Nigga, that's almost like a nigga spitting in your face, bro.
That's what I said earlier. Because I don't think when you was talking about punching and all that shit, that was unnecessary because the reason for this was to disrespect him. He wanted him to feel as disrespected as his wife felt disrespected. And again, I'm going to say that again, another thing about any woman with their hair, but especially a black woman with their hair, that's a sensitive subject that is fucked up. He shouldn't have said that. If you don't know that woman got alopecia, you've been under a fucking boulder because you've been... you know, headlines, and when she shaved her head, it was news.
Well, you don't know if they got cancer, if they got that. I mean, they can be bald-headed for they want the style, or they might have cancer going through chemo or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
And
they
didn't
know.
Know.
He's
a doctor,
He didn't know.
He could have made some other jab. He could have jabbed about something else. He could have made a joke about a table being red or something. He could have made a joke about anything but her damn hat.
I don't think Chris Rock knew. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody knows.
But everybody didn't know because she got alopecia. I don't think Chris Rock knew that she had alopecia.
I don't know because this is news and it's been going around. Everybody knows. It was all over social media.
I didn't know.
They don't know what alopecia is.
They don't know what alopecia is.
I didn't know she was, you know what I mean, was losing her hair and all that shit. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought she did that through no GP, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know when I lost my hair at 26 that was alopecia. I got alopecia.
I don't even follow them, and I know that, like, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is it was everywhere. It was national news, and the community that he is in is not the same community as you in. There's no way he didn't know that.
I swear,
of black people who got that much money.
I swear, I didn't know.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. They set that man up. Because you want me to tell you why?
Man, that was a publicity stunt, man.
She said it outside before she came in.
That was a publicity stunt, man. That was a publicity stunt.
I'm telling you that
I still call it publicity
stunt. If you look at that video slowly and frame by frame, he do not hit that man in the face. He hit his shoulder, but he do not hit that man in his face.
I feel like it's a bunch of bullshit because I wouldn't have went and slapped nobody. I'd have socked the fuck out his ass. See, and he'd have been laying on the floor.
He goes up, slap you, walk back down, sit down, and cross his motherfucking leg.
That's a professional stunt.
Okay, okay, JoJo, if you was Will Smith, where the fuck would Chris Rock be?
That nigga would have slid across that motherfucking slippery floor.
That's what I'm saying. That's a stupid fucking
deal. He wouldn't have got hit just one time. He'd have got hit
Fuck it. If you going to go up there and do that shit, you might as well give that nigga the whole 3- or 4-piece biscuit special, nigga.
Yeah, I believe that's a publicity stunt.
That ain't getting the biscuit. He getting defenders, hey. Nigga. I'm gonna get that nigga motherfuckers.
With the slide. How you gonna be right here on the stage and slide way over there? Cause you gonna get knocked over there. If you gonna do it, you might as well go full fledged, right?
It's a publicity stunt. That's why. Publicity stunt. What nigga think he can go slap somebody on the oxus?
What? Hey,
Come on, man. That nigga know better.
He did turn around and win an Oscar. Come on, man. That shit all fucking
crazy.
Yeah. That's publicity stunt, man. Wait, and then go cry. Get the fuck out of here. First of all, Will Smith and motherfucking Chris Rock, they bitches. Them niggas ain't fighters, bro. That's why Chris Rock wasn't on the ground. That's why Chris Rock didn't go and do a goddamn...
Think about this, though. If you slap a motherfucker, right, if you're mad, that nigga ahead, well, he would have went way farther back where the fuck he did. He did a little turn and turned back and just smiled and then touched his cheek like, get the fuck out of here. That shit, come on, man. That's all.
I would have gave that nigga the coolest drop kick. That nigga gonna slap me. First of all, it would have been on right then. But I would have did the most Bruce Lee kick in the back of that nigga back or head. Oh my god!
But I don't think about it. If you crack a joke on a nigga wife, you don't. And he get on stage. You don't think?
Because I seen a slap in the face, and I heard a slap in the face too.
That was a publicity stunt, man.
Cause look, listen to this. It'd be like, nigga, I see you in the parking lot, my nigga. I see you in the parking lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to break it down just like this, y'all. I don't give a fuck, man, woman. If a motherfucker slap you on TV, what the fuck are y'all going to do?
He's
going to
be scrapping.
If somebody slap me on TV, my husband going to get in their ass. Like Will Smith got in his.
First of all,
it could be you getting slapped.
So, anywhere. Nigga, you have to be slapped.
Not my husband going to help you. Oh my
God!
Ain't nobody got that close to me.
You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. If somebody slapped me, I'm not gonna have to ask my husband, and I can fight. I got hands,
but the point is,
I'm not gonna have to ask him. To get on a nigga ass.
It's not asking, it's reaction. You know, one of the reasons why I married my wife, because if I put my goddamn knuckles up, she gonna put her knuckles up right with me. So it ain't about asking. If I put my knuckles up and I'm about to try to fight some motherfucker, guess what she gonna do?
I gave you the answer.
Oh, I understand that.
But it's the point. If somebody put their hands on me and he's right there, that's what's gonna happen.
If I
put my knuckle up, my wife better sit her ass down. I'm gangster enough for the both of us.
My wife
sit her ass down somewhere. Let me do what I gotta do.
Nigga, my wife wouldn't do that. I swear on God's green planet.
I'm just saying, I know that a lot of women won't, but I don't like it.
You know my wife.
Right.
You think my wife won't fight you, nigga?
Nah, I ain't say she would, but I'm just saying.
I just
don't want a wife like that.
I fight,
but it's the principle. That's the type of nigga that I got. I'm not going to have to ask him.
Yeah.
And that's
not about asking them. It's just, the whole thing is this. Somebody hit me and my wife is standing next to me. She going to fight with me. Nobody ain't getting ready to touch my motherfucking wife because I will beat their motherfucking ass to G-Pope.
I just gave you that same answer when you asked the question.
It wasn't a question. The question was,
what y'all going to do?
If it was a woman disrespecting your man, you went up there and that woman slapped you. That's what the question was. Ain't nobody on this fucking telephone.
Listen, us.
I guarantee you, if the shoe was on the other foot and somebody slapped you, somebody slapped all of y'all, our reaction would be different than what the fuck happened on there.
Nigga, if I cracked a joke, nigga, he wouldn't have got on the stage. He already know he was on, nigga, because I know you coming, nigga.
This is the thing about that.
It would have been different, but at the same time, I would be fighting, but I would know that shit was okay. It was intended. It's not going to surprise me if I say something about somebody husband ready for a go. We gonna have to go.
Just say, for instance, if Nicki Minaj or somebody or they was on the stage, they shot a joke on Chris. You went up there and slapped them, or let's go vice versa. If you was up there on stage and you said something about somebody else, and some woman came up there and slapped you in the face, would it have been the same reaction?
No.
If it was real, that's why I said publicity stunt.
If I slap a bitch and walk away and she let me do it, that's on her. That's not my fault. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm talking about.
That nigga Chris Rock would have had some killers outside wait for him, and when he walked in, he had that smoke. It would have been funny then.
And I'm going to tell y'all another thing, what I think, too. And I don't know. I don't really care what y'all think about this, because y'all know I research a lot of stuff. But I've been researching actors and that kind of thing, anything I'm interested in. And a lot of people talk about how they have to get into character for certain roles, and it takes them a year or 6 to 7 months. And when they get out of character, when they do filming, it takes them a while to feel like they self again. And I feel like he was going through enough stress, and he was into enough of a character where I'm not surprised that happened, because I've seen it in his face. And another thing, too, what people don't understand, because I watched the whole clip, Will Smith was laughing before he made that joke.
But when he looked over at Jada,
They showed Jada's face. They didn't show his face because he had already got up.
Yeah, I don't think
that was Jada laughing. He laughed at the joke when they said yep. can't one of them gotta win. If somebody win and the other one don't win, it's gonna be, you know, whatever.
He laughed. He said, "G.I. Jane." Will looked over at Jada, and Jada was like, "Oh, that's what
that shit was so fucking acting. That shit was so publicity stunt.
You know, the thing about it is,
me for her. I don't care. No nigga got to say about it, cause your hair and all that shit. Cause I know how I feel about my motherfucking hair and my fro and all of that. That shit hurted me for her when he said that shit.
What?
When I see your flash his ass, it made me happy.
I knew, just like I thought, every woman in America will be at Will Smith next movie. That's all that was, publicity stuff.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, first of all, it's just something that we talking about. Them motherfuckers ain't giving us no goddamn money. They ain't doing shit for us, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, Chris Rock gonna get a check too.
Chris Rock apologized.
It ain't doing a goddamn thing for us. You know, because them motherfuckers is rich.
That's what he did for me, man. Them motherfuckers is rich.
The only thing I was mad about is ain't no man gonna slap me and get away with it. That's all it was. That was the whole fucking thing.
But acting like a bitch and looking like one too.
A nigga slap. Wait. Cause if a motherfucker slapped me on lock, if a nigga slapped me with a goddamn cell phones around, are you fucking serious?
It ain't got to be no phone, no cameras, no nothing. If he slapped me, period, god dang it.
You are gonna get fucked up or you gonna die. You will die. You slap me, you die.
The look on his face afterwards, though, the look on his face was like, I can't believe my friend disrespected me in front of all our friends. But it's like, but you was disrespecting her.
So they
dude, Chris Rock, Will Smith would be dead right now. You will not slap me.
Nigga, they got the joke. They got, what they in the front, they front row. They got, dude, they get done what comedians normally do.
But
it did make me happy to see somebody really stand up for their wife anyway. Now, all the shit they've been through.
He just cracked a joke. How many other people got jokes?
Dude.
Just a joke.
Really, that's what it is. But see, Will Smith saw how Jada reacted to his joke because she was actually G.I. Jane and she had a bald head.
He thought this shit was really funny. Yeah. I've been rolling on the floor with him.
Demi Moore was G.I. Jane.
But she had a bald head.
He was not G.I. Jane. That's where the disrespect comes from.
That's
how her losing her hair and not knowing why.
So why he didn't slap himself for laughing at her?
He didn't laugh. That's what I'm telling them. When I looked at it, because I seen the clip of the whole thing. When he said that, they put the camera on Jada. And she didn't smile. And they didn't put it on him because he had already got up. Well, Will Smith laughed.
Yeah, I'm talking about it. Everybody told me he laughed. I can't even see. Will started laughing first.
He laughed at the whole joke because that's what he's supposed to do. when a comedian comes out and makes jokes, that's what they do. You don't disrespect that and go up on the stage and slap somebody. Now, Will Smith and his wife got an open marriage and shit. They got all kind of shit going on. She fucking young singers that was friends of his little kid and all that shit. So how come he didn't get mad at her and slap her or that little dude for somebody going up in her? So it's either a stunt or a straight bitch move on Will Smith's part, because that's what comedians have been doing since comedians started. And plus the hair disease that she's saying she got, almost every woman that fly their hair and perm it and do all that shit, a lot of them got that shit. Even some man got that shit. So it's not like that.
I probably got alopecia.
Yeah. That shit is wrong.
The way you treat your hair, it's something else.
It's not about hair treatment, man. It ain't about hair treatment.
She had a bald head. He thought it was a joke. He made a joke. Period.
It's a disease. He made a joke, and it should just stay right there.
So what happened when a man go bald? That ain't a disease.
Well, goddamn it. You
I was born at 26. I got alopecia. How many balls up they cracked on me? I'm gonna slap me somebody too. Nobody get mad at everybody.
Men do have it. If you didn't go to a doctor to see why you was losing your hair, that ain't nobody's fault.
It's a whole different thing because men go bald because they go bald. When women go bald, that shit is something totally different, my nigga.
Bruh, when men go bald, that's a problem, player.
Men go bald, and we don't even think about why we go on bald. We say, oh, we just go on bald because we go on bald. Now, you got a woman that sit up there that got a handful of hair, and then she start going bald. That's a fucking difference.
But what's the difference?
A lot of women don't have receding hairlines, or they don't have a convertible top like your motherfucking ass used to have.
Bro, but you realize you don't supposed to go bald, though. It is a problem.
A lot of men, they make fun of men going to the doctor and hair docs when it looks like their hair is growing back and stuff like that. But they be getting treatments. It's not always hair plugs. A lot of people got it. And people do take care of their hair. But some men, they just don't care because their granddaddy was bald, their daddy was bald, and they ain't trying to spend all that money. They may do it bald, so it don't matter.
It don't even trip, but okay, you got somebody like Sweet Pea that got a fro, and then all her hair start falling out. That's not natural for women.
Well, that's not what's going to happen.
That's for men either.
It's not that simple. When women put perm and braids and hair pieces in their hair, that's the shit they get. Period.
That's why I say Sweet Pea got a fro. She don't do that.
That's right. So she ain't got to worry about it.
She got her fro, and all of a sudden, she got a convertible top. You know, she
that
got a whole different natural.
But that's not likely.
So that... I know it's not likely, my nigga. I'm just saying that what happens is, you know, when women start losing hair like that, they got a concern about it. They trying to find out what's going on. Men don't give a fuck. Be like, oh,
yeah,
it's genetic.
Some do, but most of them don't.
No, men don't really. You know, they be like,
a lot of more men.
You could be running around with alopecia and they don't even know they got it because their hair is falling out. And they just feel, hell, my dad was bald. My granddad was bald.
Not any of them. There's so many men with hair pieces right now. They got all of them. They got their Bosley shit. They got toupees and hair pieces they've been wearing since the last 70 years. And they got the shit too. They don't always just say fuck it. They go get a hair piece.
That ain't got nothing to do with shit. And a matter of fact, Rev, before we even go any deeper, you know you said you was gonna shoot my son something. I was calling you and you didn't answer. And this nigga,
what you calling
right
me
here.
For? I told you. What you calling me for? I told you to send the nigga, send his Cash App stuff. Why are you calling me?
How much? Mm-hmm.
You, that ain't none of your business. You say he a grown man. Send me his Cash App. He'll hook up. It ain't nothing to do with you.
Right. Hold on.
We didn't put the scratch on the spot. We didn't put the scratch on the spot.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. That means a 35-year-old. I told you to send me
Wait. What happened? Wait.
And you called me.
I just came in. What happened? What's going on? He just gave me the phone. What happened?
Yeah, this a youngster.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Remember you said you could get my cash, and I said scratch. Text me his Cash App hookup, and I'm going to send him the money. I said it on the radio.
So he's calling me,
and he not texting me your information. So I'm asking scratch, why is he calling me, and you can just send me and text me the man's stuff?
Oh, I don't even know. I didn't even hear you say it. I don't know. I don't know, man.
You get my number and text me your information for your Cash App. It's for the same thing I told you on Friday.
Oh, well, all right, bet, man, for sure.
Scratch trying to get all into it, so I don't know why. And then I even texted him and asked him, I was at work. I said, what's up, Scratch? And he still don't text the information. Now he's trying to front me off on the radio show.
Nigga, the radio show is off. We've been off for a minute. This is a
bully.
Nigga, we just on the hotline.
Two West after hours.
Calling on the
211 bully.
For your love.
You hurricane bully. Yeah, he's something
line,
else, ain't
he?
211
He
had too many hurricanes on Friday, and didn't
two,
hear me.
211 bully.
Bro,
hurricane bully.
Let me tell you something. I only had one hurricane today. Are you fucking
that was enough.
211 bully.
For you not to hear me say text and info.
Call me on the hotline for your love.
Oh,
and why
are
you worried? Why you just didn't give your son my number? Because I told him, why are you calling me, Scratch?
Because I'm trying to make sure I got.
I think you need some of the money. I think you're trying to get some of the money.
That nigga ain't gonna give me no fucking money.
Get him.
No, and fuck you, God. Confetti. I will put your ass
on
the phone.
Why we can't be respectful, bro? Why we can't be respectful on the radio show?
Wait a minute,
this is still being recorded.
Wait a minute, this is still being recorded. No, it's not.
Then you out of line for trying to sing on True West Radio after hours. We don't appreciate that. None of us over here.
Confetti, if you don't shut the fuck up. You know I love
and
y'all.
Then, and then you know men
crazy.
Got hair pieces. How long men been wearing toupees, Scratch?
I don't know. You got one?
No, I'm just asking you. How long, when the first time in life have you heard of a toupee?
Like I
long
was
time
young,
ago. That's what I'm saying. Men's been having that situation for years, man. The same
hey,
shit.
Hey, look, though. George Jefferson didn't have a toupee. That nigga
because he didn't go to. He's
he
one of the people that.
That nigga alopecia was for real.
Yeah, it was. And Sweet Pea, but he one of the people Sweet Pea said when she was right. They don't give a fuck. He didn't. He's one of the motherfuckers that didn't give a fuck.
You got to lie.
And I'll tell you why I agree with him. Because having like hair problems and all that shit, the real reason why I went natural is because I always had long hair, but for whatever reason, my hair was real short on the left side than the right side. Probably it's because of the way I sleep, but it was nothing I could do about it. And at one point, it got real, real short. I thought it was something wrong with me and my hair and all of that. So that's why I felt that because, shit, when you be feeling some kind of way about your hair, niggas got to listen to it. And he probably like, I don't want to hear this shit again.
George Jefferson didn't give a fuck about his alopecia. That nigga was...
So he was flashing.
Nigga, George Jefferson, he just rocked his motherfucking
nigga was the king of that shit.
Convertible top. He had his convertible top cracking.
And that shit was the reason. My shit out. The reason why Chris didn't fall is because Will Smith hit like a little biatch. That's why.
I said that.
He would have got his ass. I would have whooped his ass right there on that stage. He wouldn't even got that close to me.
Oh, come on.
He wouldn't have got that close to me, bro.
Hey,
Chris, I know what you're coming for. I know what you're coming for.
When a whole TV show is a witness to this motherfucker slapping me, that's all you need is a witness to tear that ass up. I would have fucked his ass up.
Don't bring that shit back up, my nigga.
Y'all say he ain't slapping for real and he ain't slapping hard, but he had his face in that this nigga slapped the shit out of me position for a second. And he
that's
was
all right. Mad. I think it was a publicity stunt.
And like Scratch
or whoever was saying it, he going to make a movie and all the women is coming because he protected his wife from a comedian.
I said it. Yeah, I said it. Hey, that was publicity stunt.
I'm going to tell you why it's so bitchy. First of all, it's bitchy because this nigga slapped the nigga. It's bitchy because Chris Rock didn't react. And then... Third of all, if I was going up there, I'm not slapping you. I won't try to knock your jaw loose. So
that's right.
Chris Rock should have been on the fucking ground.
But don't forget the other bitch. Don't forget the other bitchy part when Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry come talking to him on the side. I'm like, nigga, get y'all bitches niggas away from me, nigga.
Shit.
Man,
motherfucker,
come
over
here.
Sidebar.
Oh, Lord.
Denzel and Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry went to where? What they did?
They went on to the side and started trying to talk to Will off on the side. You all right? Is everything okay? Brush it off, man. I'd be like, get your faggot ass off me, Tyler Perry. Get your faggot
Will
looking
Smith?
At.
Yeah,
you see
over there, Chris Rock. Chris Rock should have jumped off the stage on the top. He should have got him before
but
he got on the stage.
They bitches, man. They bitches.
Nigga,
you don't understand.
No, he deserves that shit. Everybody can argue and say what they want. He ain't do nothing because he know he deserves that shit. And that nigga slapped the shit out of him in person, and he had to give him a punchline, and he did.
I think he can get paid.
That's right. He's going to get about 20 million watts.
Will Smith is in the wrong. Will Smith is in the wrong. But if I was Will Smith, I would have socked his motherfucking ass and had him on the ground. At least it would look better.
Well, he shouldn't have took his bald head wife to the awards, and I would have said that to his sick ass. And take that note to me. How the hell you think you gonna go to a show with your wife with a bald head and ain't no comedian gonna crack on it?
Hey, look
at the front row. We was in the front two rows, close to the front.
She was trying to make a statement. She should have put a wig on. That shit would have all been there.
Her ass should have been there. Period.
That's what I
think.
This is not a comedy show. This is
an award
show.
Hey,
don't the comedians get everybody at the front row?
He was in the front row
because
he was about to win the award
confetti,
and the award that he presented. And
he,
I don't know what he presented it
for,
but he won that award.
I would have
told
my wife to stay home for this one.
Oh, my God, bro. You are the most.
You'd have told her where to pay for this one. Put the toupee on.
No, dog, she could have put a wig on.
Put the toupee on, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd have had her in there with a koofy on.
That nigga said he'd have had her in there with a koofy on.
Look, like, assalamu alaikum.
Let me tell you something. She was trying to make a statement.
Right there.
She was trying to make a statement. But do you know how many goddamn women was in that motherfucker wearing wigs and weeds?
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I'm doing a song called Wigs and Weeds. This song.
And everybody in there was laughing at it. So she got laughed at by the whole bunch of motherfuckers. Even Will was laughing at first.
When he looked over and seen her face, that's when the nigga got mad.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't have got mad. I'd have been like, man, you know that nigga's a fool. That's Chris Rock. He makes jokes and shit.
Oh, my God. Always.
See, that's the type of shit I don't like. That's the type of niggas I don't like.
You can't go up stage. It's the same shit what Kanye West did. Kanye West should have got his ass whooped and so should Will Smith walking up on stage.
Hey, what happened to Kanye? What did he do?
I'm going to tell you like this. It's crazy because I know Kanye's bodyguard, right? His name is Big John. That's one of my niggas. In the documentary, right? I told Big John, I say, just turn your back for like 5 seconds, cause I'm gonna beat Kanye up. I'm gonna beat that motherfucker up. I can't stand that motherfucker, bro.
What did Kanye do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm about to say, because that's what, Scotty D be like, goddamn, get up, Kanye. What did he do to you?
I didn't do nothing to me. I just want to beat him up. Because I'm going to tell you.
That's like a ass nigga.
Well, shit. Sometimes you want to beat motherfuckers up just to beat motherfuckers up. What's wrong with that?
For what?
You'll never have a head like Jada Pinkett. Sweet Pea, you got that natural shit, the real shit. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so,
not true. That's not true.
Her ass. You got some good shit.
My mom was losing her
hair.
Not true.
Well, your mom, but she probably up in age, though. See, that's all right up in age.
You just want to beat up just to beat them up. No.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I understood it.
We got to get a DNA test. You fucking up. I just want to beat a couple of people up just to beat their motherfucking ass up. And Kanye is one of them.
I feel like whatever happened to me or whoever.
You need to grow up.
Well, you way calmer than me. You like my mama and shit. My son is like my mama.
My mama is calm as fuck. My daddy was like fucking off the hinges. But my son is more like my mama because...
Hey, that's like I say. I don't blame you, Scratch, because I feel like there's only one ghetto superstar in this picture. It don't need to be two of us.
This nigga, he's so calm. I can't understand how this nigga's so calm. I told him we got to go get a DNA test.
This
nigga
is constantly get cranked up.
This nigga is constantly get cranked up. I swear, this is the calmest nigga.
Hey, Scratch.
My son is the most calmest nigga that I ever met.
And you need to be calm like that, cause this is what I don't get. Why do I gotta hoop and holler and be all that? Cause if I'm gonna blow your head off, I ain't gotta do all that.
My son is so calm, bro. That shit is scary, bro.
And that's why that's the beauty of it. You don't know what he's gonna do.
Scary as fuck. Cause he's calm. That motherfucker. He don't.
That's a thoughtful, planned out person. That's not a person that acts on impulse. And that's why people be kind of scared of me sometimes. But I was telling people.
He act like my mama, bro. My mom is so calm, but if she get rowdy, she goes all the way rowdy.
That's right.
I used to have anger management issues, but then I realized I used to listen to that boy Pac say they used to tell him he gonna bust his own heart. I should get that mad. I should think, like, nigga, you going to bust your heart. Bro, you ain't got to get that mad. If you going to do something, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I ain't got to do all that hooting and hollering. I'm just going to go do it, and I'm going to get back to being my regular self again. I can go 0 to 60 in seconds, my nigga. Don't take that much.
My shit about to die, y'all. So I think we getting ready to be out of here. My shit is beeping like a motherfucker.
Hey, Rev, I'll get him. What you about to go eat, Scratch?
I ain't going to eat nothing, and no, y'all not getting ready to say that.
I ain't going to say nothing. Get him, confetti.
You're going to drink your pee with all that pork chop and that 211, and it's shit going to be toxic with medicine and all that. You're going to be recycling your toxic. You got to fast before you drink your urine.
Listen,
Scratch, you got fans before you drink your Scratch.
I done already ate my fish. I'm good.
Yeah, he eat me. Hey, since last time, he eat before 6 o'clock, confetti.
Yeah. I figured out I have to eat before I talk to y'all motherfuckers. So y'all
he said he's doing that. We some crazy motherfuckers over here. Fuck, we is some crazy motherfuckers. So I ain't gonna even lie.
I know. Hey, you know,
I got a mental problem, man.
Hey, look, and that's why I love y'all motherfuckers. Cause nobody.
I do get a mental problem, Scratch. My mind is fucked up coming out of L.A. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Hey, what do you think coming out of L.A. ain't doing me bad, nigga? But I just been out of L.A. so long that I'm kind of like, I'm on a whole different path because I ain't got to really watch my back as much as I do, had to do with L.A. I didn't have to. I'm telling you, getting out of L.A., being from L.A., and just knowing how to maneuver to different parts of the goddamn spots that you move, like, hell, you live in San Diego. San Diego is way different than L.A.
You see, they got a whole bunch of blood down here, though, boy. They be blood and all that shit to a nigga. I be like, homie, I don't bang at all, homie. And I give them this look. And they be like, okay, that nigga ain't.
I don't care about none of that. Nigga, I got a blue rag around my neck. That's what, nigga, and my nigga Phil Al came over. And that nigga say, you got them goddamn blue panties around your neck? Nigga, I mean, my whole thing is this. I was a Crip, I wear blue. If I want to wear blue, I wear blue. The motherfucking blood, the, I don't even, my son's sitting up here, this nigga looks like a fire engine. You know what I'm saying?
He looks like a fire engine. Oh. Well, you got all the red on. Ain't nothing wrong with red. Red's a good color, shit.
I ain't going to wear red because if I wear blue and I live, if I got on blue and you driving down the street, it'll look like it's black. But if you got on red, why the fuck you think they make stoplights red? I'm just saying.
So you're supposed to stop?
Yeah, nigga, you see a nigga walking down the street with all red, nigga, that's something different. Then nigga wearing all blue because it don't look black.
Do you feel like you could stop if a light was gray? I mean,
if they made
a gray light, I would be smoking some good shit to come out the middle of nowhere by the gray.
Right. Now if the stoplight was gray, goddamn it, that's what we had to do. We had to stop because it was gray.
You know, but damn well you would never stop a motherfucking gray.
I don't give a fuck.
Gray stop, a gray stop. Like, come on.
It would take King Scratch to be sensitive to the gray.
If a motherfucker wearing red, you going to see that shit from before you even get to the motherfucker.
And you're going to stop. That's because you fear the devil. And
oh, my God.
He makes sense out of gray, but he going to make sense out of that comment.
I'll make that one, too. I'm bringing it back. Yeah, that's smart. But,
oh, Lord.
hey, King Scratch was trying to make you seem intelligent with the gray comment. But he can't that quick to make you seem intelligent on that other comment.
Well, you know, I had that couple of little fans. I ain't been saying that. I had to get these people over here.
Hey, man, first of all, how did he come up with gray?
It was just a color variation. I mean, you know, y'all talking about the stars like being red. Well, what if it was gray?
If it was gray. But you can't see the gray stop sign.
You can't see it.
They made it red because that's the most dominant motherfucking bright-ass color that you could ever have next to orange. So
yeah, because the first thing they showed you red was the
nigga, check this out. It was a gray stoplight. Everybody get tickets.
Yeah. They can get my name.
Hey, but Scratch. Wait, 10 minutes though, Scratch. What y'all going to do when the yellow game
run
come out?
What you want for?
You see, it go green, yellow, and then go gray. Nigga, everybody get tickets.
Hey, what you going to do when the yellow game come out though, Scratch?
Hey, what?
The yellow gangsters come out. When that new version of gangsters come out, the yellow gangsters.
This nigga say yellow gangsters.
You know how many tickets we have right now if the nigga had gray lights instead of red? I think Confetti have a gang of them, so.
Probably be dead. I'd have hit the motherfucking. I'd have ran right through him.
You can't even see none of that shit. Be quiet, Confetti. Get you.
Ooh. Now you want to crack on me? As Sweet Pea crack on my alopecia, and you want to crack on my blindness? Okay.
I ain't gonna do that no more. You know you're my best friend in the world.
Don't nobody say that now.
I said that.
I just heard every Tuesday.
Wait a minute. That nigga said you gonna crack up my alopecia and then you gonna crack up my
I was going blind at 26. I mean, not blind, but bald.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You're killing me, Larry. I didn't know that she was going to crack up my alopecia head.
y'all know I ain't been on the motherfucker in a while. I might say two or three things, but don't mention.
Oh my god! Y'all killing my ribs right now.
I'm doing my job, goddamn it. As long as you laughing and everything all right, everything all right.
Confetti, you don't cut that shit out, cuz.
Hey, after the show,
can't
find nobody, Joe. Can't find nobody.
It's all right, though. I'm tweaking my hair right this time. I'm going to grow it back. Then it'll come back.
Wait a minute. Hold on, bro. You ain't getting ready to grow your hair back, nigga. You got that convertible top,
nigga.
Man, I'm about
to get braided and faded, my nigga.
Hey, nigga, you going to be really George Jefferson, nigga.
Man,
I'm about to make a comeback.
He let his hair grow back, and he got almost a George Jefferson, and he even got it braided and everything, nothing like that. And
oh,
well, I think he got it with some company, but it's pretty much a joke because he started it in quarantine, and it got to be a thing. And this nigga, he got his hair braided like that.
All right. I like my man Dingo look. I like my man Dingo Warrior look, but I think I'm gonna try to grow my hair back.
What you got going there?
You can have a convertible top and a sunroof.
Hey, get out! I'm about to shake back. I'm about to shake it all the way back.
Right.
And I ain't put no pay on.
I want to see that shit. Nigga, I had an afro, nigga, and cut my shit off, bro. I should have kept that shit. Nigga, I had a fro, nigga.
Why would you do that?
Huh?
I got tired of picking that shit.
When you gotta pick your afro, I get tired of that shit. I was picking that motherfucker because it become a habit. You know what I'm saying? It become a habit because you just gotta pick that motherfucker all the time. I pick mine all the time.
You be walking and picking.
Yeah, I be picking. Nigga, I got the pick in my goddamn head. You know what I'm saying? Then I'll be thinking about it. I just start picking that motherfucker. That shit's too much goddamn trouble.
Picking is a lot of work. I don't. Y'all know what's funny about that? Kristen once taught me how to pick my hair because I ain't never been natural before at the time.
This is a chick on YouTube talking about reversing alopecia. So why Jada can't do it? I listened to the YouTube video.
Nigga got a pick. Nigga, if you
might
be on
start trying to reverse my alopecia. So I might have tried to grow mine.
Yeah, it's something wrong with her. See, that's why I was saying it was news. Like, it was some kind of, like, they was doing extensive treatment, and they couldn't figure out the reason for it. And everybody had made like a whole joke out of it. They like it's because God don't like ugly and all of that. You know, that's why her hair is gone. So that's why I thought y'all would have knew. Because it was such a big thing.
You put all them toxins in your body like Revive Lee say, inside come out. That's all that is. You put it on the outside, inside. Do the math.
Go ready, go out. Like. He go out, this shit looking like Coolio.
That nigga was high on life.
He still not heard yet.
I'm taking back, man.
Take Denzel. I'm
taking back.
Denzel will cry with his big ass.
This nigga.
I
Confetti, grow your hair back. I want to see it.
Okay.
Nigga, I will make a trip.
Okay.
I will make a trip to Dallas just to see that shit.
First I get unblind, and next day I grow my hair back. Woo! Come on, baby.
So, you say you going to Dallas to see it?
Nah, they go out to call somebody to do his braids and shit or whatever. nigga want going to have enough hair to put like 3 braids, one down the middle and 2 on the side. I think I had 2 braids on the side and 1 down the middle.
Got me brushing my hair right now for it to grow. God damn it.
I think I have a convertible top with a goddamn. Nigga look like your whole goddamn convertible got fucked up.
Hey, working on the tooth, boy. Reversing this alopecia.
Nigga,
I'm working on it.
Your shit got weather beaten.
It's called what?
It got weather beaten and shit. To it's gonna rain, but it's gonna still go through your car type of shit.
No, look at you. I'm telling you, man. I'm gonna shake back, man. I ain't coming through until it's thick too. Nice and thick and all grown back.
Let me go have like some long ponytails on 2 sides.
I tell you what, though. I'm cool with my hair being bald. For real,
hey, wait a minute.
Because it's too much work to try to grow your hair.
Right.
For like
picture this. George Jefferson with braids on the side.
With 2 bullets on each teeth ponytail.
Hey, you hear me, son? This
yeah,
nigga,
y'all
George Jefferson.
Y'all hear what I see?
Yeah, George Jefferson with 2 braids, long ass braids, with that goddamn big old globe on the top. That's Confetti, bro.
Hey, I'm already. It's already starting to grow. I already been working on it, so I just gotta get. Hey, all I gotta do is get the other part to growing. I get that middle part started growing his own, baby.
The middle part. He gonna have the George Jefferson with the middle part. Nigga, just have one big ass dreadlock.
Once I get the middle part, bro, it's over.
You gonna have one big ass dreadlock in the middle of your head, nigga.
I already start something at the top going back. I just don't. You know what? I'm just cool. I like being bald. This shit trying to get your hair grow. That's a lot of work.
Nigga, you blind. You can't even. Man, look.
I know, that's right. The problem is I'm blind and I can't just go get. The problem is I'm blind. I can't go get everything I need on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? I got to wait too long.
Hey, look. All you got to do
is. And I'm cool with being bald.
Let that one dreadlock on the top of your head and then just get your. Nigga, this shit only costs about $10 for you. To get those goddamn George Jeffersons on the side of your fucking head.
Hey, check it out. I'm going to treat my hair before I let it grow all back. I'm going to
one big ass braid on one side, one big
natural
ass braid on the other side. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Look for the deluxe apartment in the sky, nigga. Moving on up to the east side.
Yep.
This is a good thing,
y'all. Moving on.
That nigga don't want to. He don't want to live in the deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah.
You got my light
up to 11th floor. Moving on up.
and my hair grow. I'm moving to the living floor.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, bro. That's your image right now. That one dreadlock in the top and the two George Jefferson motherfucking nigga. Tell somebody to put some.
Man, I'm saying, on I wasn't working on my shit. I think my shit was growing in the middle, too, in the back. But I shaved it. I would have worked on it some more.
Confetti, I see you in, 2 years?
No, I've been about, right before I went blind, but about 4 years. 4 years next month.
That's 4 years?
Yeah, it's been 4 years, man.
My God. Well, I got to come and see you because you ain't going to be able to see me. Broom. I'm going to come see you, man. I'm going to come and see you. Hey, Julia out here. Shit. I got to find out. I got to, the fucking song is going to be fucking bananas, bro. Cause 99 came and did her verse. Oh my God. Ooh.
When Julie's gonna go do her verse?
I don't know. She just got out here today. So they got their little rooms and all that shit. Yeah, Vegas though, but Vegas only a couple of hours away. So we about this song is getting ready to be banana. This is gonna be banana. Cause motherfucking 99, she fucked that shit up. And I told you yesterday, well, you gotta make yours better than 99. I don't know what order I'm gonna put them in, but then I told Satana that she gotta make her shit better than theirs. That's what you do when you fucking doing verses together. If I do verses with y'all, if y'all do y'all verses before I do my verses, I'm gonna make my verses way better than y'all. Make sense? Maybe not.
You can try.
Shit. I guarantee you, if we did a song right now, and both of y'all motherfuckers, two of y'all motherfuckers, any two of y'all motherfuckers, got a verse on it, I'm gonna make my verse. If I go last, I'm gonna make my verse better than y'all. Y'all want to bet some money on that?
What if I go last? I'm gonna be better than y'all.
Whoever go first, whoever go second, if I go last, my verse is gonna be better than y'all.
Well, we always make sure you go first.
Y'all wanna try?
How many can I sign up?
Y'all want to try?
I'm going to make a try.
I'm going to make a try. And whoever do they, we going to do two verses. And my third verse is getting ready to kill all y'all verses. Quiet on the set.
I ain't say I believe that. I just look, you know, we ain't trying to believe anything we say.
Hey, look, the only motherfucker I'll be scared of is 86.
You entitled to believe whatever they want. Let's say anything. Keep talking.
86 got born.
He probably be the only one that can hang with what I'm going to talk about.
Man, go with that, man.
Hey,
my pen ain't broke. My eyes broke, man.
Your eyes is broke. Maybe it broke.
My pen ain't broke.
The only one I be, only person on this motherfucker there, I have to go board for board is 86. 86 got board. I mean, y'all got board too, but y'all whack, so, you know what I'm saying? The only place we...
Hey, look. Have love. The only way he going to beat me if you write for me, have love.
Right.
Maybe the only way he going to beat me is Mr. Everywhere write for me.
Yeah.
The only reason why I call y'all whack because I want y'all to be good. I'm not at a fucking brother ever.
I know I'm the wackest motherfucker on here. Would y'all know I hold my own ball? All wagging is weak.
Well, you did win the rapping contest last time.
Oh, I was going to say, y'all got no time for you to cut your ass off anyway.
You won the last
round. Bank record still dropping hits.
Hey,
yeah,
Ev Love, he won the last rap contest.
Oh, they forget about that.
My ass is starting to grow.
Yeah. Your competitive ass is starting to grow.
Nice, man. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here, man. I love y'all. I'm out. I gotta go. So I got things I gotta do.
Hey, Scrape, did you send that Cash App over?
How much?
I'm talking about for Rev Ali, because we don't want you trying to bust Rev Ali out, then he be trying to bust you out.
You want me to send you the Cash App?
Hey, man, look at him, man. You can spin it. I ain't make no bets. Spin 10 of them.
Just send me the goddamn money whenever you can get somebody to see for you. Just send it to me.
Send me 10 bouquets. Request.
Fuck you. 2 West Radio. Love y'all.